we are here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference, the 11th one. Congratulations, Carrie Wilfong.
Thank you very much. I've been to all 11, in fact.
Have you?
Yes. Samantha and her team do just an absolutely amazing job. Oh my gosh, I don't know how she outdoes it every year, but yet she brings the magic every time. And next year, it's like, how is she going to beat that again?
I know.
And these speakers have been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Since you've seen all 11, how do you think they have evolved over the years?
Well,
just kind of a question off the top of my head. Yeah.
You know what? It's been really good, because what the team does is they take the feedback on an ongoing basis from what the credit unions say and the feedback. So what you'll see is an evolution. It was really to think outside the box, hence the name, and bring in outside of the industry speakers. Mm-hmm. But then we got some feedback that said it's not probably as specific to the industry, because some people couldn't make the connections of how to take it back and apply.
Right.
So what you'll see over time is that evolution of how to get the engagement. So for example, the power sprints and some of the other engagement models here, so that you can take those outside, bring them into your world, and then balance them out for an overall experience. I would say that they've been very evolutionary as we've gone through to make sure that they're meeting the current needs. So every year it's a little different as a result of that.
Yeah, I think it's a great adjustment and just to make that credit union connection for everybody. And I think, and how can I apply it in my shop? And simple as that. So very cool. Any highlights this year for you so far? Anything stand out for you?
Oh my gosh, there were so many. So, I mean, each day there's a kind of a nugget of wisdom. I thought that on Monday, you know, Michael Phelps, people walked away thinking, you know, you hear a tremendous athlete, but how does that really relate to an industry? And for me, kind of my takeaway is that just like everyone else, he set these goals, very aggressive goals. Mm-hmm. But what I liked even more is that he said, and I didn't worry about the competition. I focused on what I'm trying to achieve, and that's my motivator, because I don't want to get distracted with these other things. And so for me, that was pretty powerful, because oftentimes we try to compare ourselves with others as opposed to knowing our members and getting after it. So I thought that was a good reminder. And then yesterday, I absolutely loved Chris Skinner's presentation. He was a little controversial. We had some after dinner conversations, and some people either really loved it or said, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about, because they didn't necessarily like the message. Just because they took it personally, right? They thought, oh, well, he's saying we're doom and gloom. And it's like, no, I heard nuggets of opportunities in there.
Right.
So it's really how you frame it up.
But that's really good that you get somebody controversial like that. That creates discussion. That's what you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what I thought was fascinating is Alipay has been around for a number of years now. And what was really interesting is tying Moore's Law, where we've all heard it, that, you know, technology exponentially increases and gets cheaper. Mm-hmm. But he says now you have to apply that to a platform thinking. And so it's just not only the technology, but your fundamental underlying platform. So in a new business like Alipay, where they're dominating Asia and Africa because they didn't have the legacy technologies, they've already evolved their platforms 4 or 5 times. We haven't evolved our platforms in the U.S.
I've heard that,
30 to 40 years. Mm-hmm. So think about how external folks in the fintechs can disrupt if we're not thinking about how our underlying platforms support the technologies. But the one that I think that was most controversial, or people were saying that they were disappointed, is they're saying we have to go down market, because what they're saying is fintechs are going up market in the financial services. And so they're using the technology to bridge the gap with financial services. So how are the financial services going down market to engage with the fintechs to bring the pieces and people said, why would we go down market? And it's really, how do you bring that human element across the board? So anyway, I could go deep on these forever because they've been fabulous.
Very fascinating indeed. All right, let's talk about going digital here. How can credit unions budget for such an adventure? Because we're hearing more, Todd was in here earlier and we were talking about, you know, the digital journey, all these credit unions, more and more credit unions are undertaking the digital journey, the digital transformation. So how does one budget for this? Because it seems like such a broad term right now. How do you kind of narrow it down to what you really want to do and then budget for it?
Well, I think it's just like any other budget item that's really important, is really the credit unions taking a step back and saying what's relevant and important to distinguish us from our competition. Mm-hmm. So where are you going to choose to differentiate? Mm-hmm. And then where are you going to spend the dollars? So just the last speaker, as a matter of fact, Thomas Frey, and then the guy, Jason Wetters.
Wester,
thank you.
I
never remember all the names. Don't tell everybody that. Man. Yeah, thank you. He was just talking from IDC, and the very question came up, and it's the proportion of the dollars. where in a traditional they're spending it on risk, compliance, and back office. Mm-hmm. And that's really a kind of a differentiation, because people want security, soundness. So mm-hmm. it's how do you blend those together to get the right blend for the budget. Mm-hmm. But again, what do you think is important? Is it the mobile? How are you looking to go digital? Because as we know, it's just not all the technology, but a lot of it is process. Mm-hmm. So when was the last time you looked at your back office processes? Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard a lot probably at the conference or others sharing with you. Co-op is, you know, we're going through a mass, you know, we talk about integration is innovation. Mm-hmm. And so even our back office, every area that we're touching is how do you pull that together? Mm-hmm. So a budget accordingly, but you also can't boil the ocean. So what are the things that are going to move the needle for you and your members? Mm-hmm. So it's really a local decision.
I like that saying, you can't boil the ocean. Wow.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Well, you could maybe here in Scottsdale and Phoenix and Chandler.
You could just plain old boil out here.
Just plain old boil.
Exactly. So how else can CFOs help their credit unions evolve to serve these digital conversions?
Well, as part of the executive team, I think every CFO...
Consumers.
Say it again then.
My bad writing. No, how else can CFOs help their credit unions evolve to serve digital consumers?
Okay.
I was about to... misprint right there by me.
I know. I can't read your own writing. That's
I
always...
Either.
I know. You know, I think it's back to what is your membership? Where are they at on that? You know, if you have a Silicon Valley credit union, it's a much different experience. So from So for a CFO, it's back to how do you help with the back office? Mm-hmm. Because that is the experience. You think about all the things that you directly touch within a credit union and the areas, I mean, risk, compliance, and all those. How do you make it easier for your members? How do you help influence the process flow for fraud and technology mm-hmm. on behind the scenes? But it's really knowing your own shop. Mm-hmm. And then there's an awareness. So how, you know, you should be on the strategic team, and what are the technologies that you're seeing? Mm-hmm. It's just like every other executive on the team. Yeah. They should have a strategic lens on what their consumers really need at that time.
I get it. Meeting those members' needs for sure. All right, what's next for you guys at Co-op and your team over the next 12 to 18 months or the next year or so?
Oh my gosh.
What do you got on the plate?
Yeah, we've got
The
buffet. Yeah, there's lots going on. And for those that have been attending the conference, we've had a lot of conversation about that throughout, which is how do they weave it in? So we launched Cooper yesterday, mm-hmm. which is the AI tool for fraud. And we've been working on that now for a couple of years. And how that evolves, because you think about how do you layer everything around the experience. Mm-hmm. So I always think of traditional payments, it's about settlement and reporting, so that you know that I've sent you money, you've paid me the money. That's pretty straightforward and easy. It's really wrapping the experience. And then you need that layer of fraud protection, and then the reporting and the AI. So as you look at that, Cooper rolling that out is the first step towards fraud using AI tools, which then will evolve to more predictive analytics as we move forward. Also, we're doing a fundamental shift internally to better serve our members, from back to that integration. So all of our experiences and how they come together to create the ecosystem. So it's at every touch point, how does it impact the member? So we're thinking about it in terms of the member experience. Everything from, I mean, you think about every area I have is back office. I've got contracts. Doesn't sound glamorous, but it's one of the highest touch points within the, and if you start that off poorly, mm-hmm. so we're spending a lot of time saying, what do they look for? So it's as little as that all the way through the billing function on the back end to make sure that the experience is well done. So it's funny how you can weave both the front and the back office together, and it's incremental. So we've been doing a lot of continuous improvement and ongoing. So that will go through, and it never ends, but in the next, you know, 18 to 24 months, a lot of focus on AI learning. You know, just
even in-house at Co-op, right?
In-house at Co-op and how we apply that. And what's really interesting, even if you apply it to such areas as human resources, how do you tie data-driven statistics and what our employees feel to drive behaviors and make sure that you're rewarding the right things. So we're looking at it on a broad lens, both internal and external. So it's going to be a busy, busy journey.
I think so, but a fun one nonetheless.
I love what I do. So this is good.
Well, and it shows. Yeah. So we'll cool stuff. I think anything else to add to wrap it? Any other words of wisdom, Carrie?
I just have to think 19.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And we'll leave you on a cliffhanger.
Oh, because Samantha didn't told
it's
me
coming.
Nothing.
It's coming.
All right.
That's the cliffhanger.
All right.
And
are we like venturing to the Maldives or something like that?
Oh boy,
or
no, it's, you know, we try to do West Coast, East Coast. So right. We've got a pretty exciting location for everyone next year. So
we'll be on pins and needles, as I said earlier. So very cool. All right, Carrie. Well, thank you so much again. Always enjoy talking to you. It's such a great education. So appreciate the time.